on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time for the Victorian Form Preview. Today we're racing at Ballarat on the synthetic. It'll be nice and chilly out at the Rat today. Warren Huntley is here to find us all the winners. How are you, Woz?
Oh, I'm going well, thanks, Michael.
What do you make of today's meeting?
I quite like it at this stage, always good to be optimistic at the start. Let's hope we're finishing in the same frame of mind.
Yeah, absolutely. One man who's going to help us find a winner is Richard Lamming, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
A couple of runners today, Richard, with AJ's Ace running earlier last few days. You've got Time Warrior and Wilson One, divisions of the 1400-metre mate. Race 3, Time Warrior. Michael Walker's aboard both. Both horses are first up. How's Time Warrior coming to hands of the third race today?
Yeah, look, he's had a couple of trials. Not a lot of depth in this race. And there's no speed. So from an inside draw, we'll roll forward and we can dictate the race. He could probably win. But look, he's a horse that's got limited ability. If he's going to win a maiden, probably today could be the day. But as I said, he's a horse that probably won't be in my stable for very long.
Your other runner today, Wilson, won in the fourth race. Similar, first up in a maiden, 1,400 metres. How do you compare the two horses? They're in different races. What are their differences in terms of the style of horse?
Well, this horse, well, he's a better horse for a start. He'll be ridden with a little bit more... be ridden a bit more conservative. He'll just need a little bit of luck in running. But, look, he'll be running home strong. Now, I honestly expect him to be very hard to beat. It's not a strong race either. He went good last prep first up, and that was only 1,100. So 1,400 today, his work control suggests he's going to run really well. He's just gone a little bit sticky, but if he can get the right run, he'll give them a big shake.
And you've referenced that the races aren't strong. From a fitness point of view, how confident are you you've got enough work into them to at least run as well as they could first up at this trip?
Yeah, look, they're both fit enough to run a strong 1,400, especially on the synthetic. They both had two trials on wet tracks. They've both done plenty of work. Forward enough to run well. As I said, the first one should be able to get to the front nice and easy, and the second one will be ridden a little bit more conservative, but they're both forward enough and they're both fitting well.
Sounds like you got a good chance in both of the 1400 metre maidens. Good luck, Richard.
Cheers, thank you.
Yeah, good luck to Richard Lamming there. And Warren, we've just got an SMS from a listener saying that the age racing guide in today's paper is a week old. So I've just opened up the age and he's right. We got the form guide for Cranbourne last week. So if you can give us that set as well, if we can get on, that would be magnificent. But if you've got an age newspaper, take note. We're not racing at Cranbourne today. It is Ballarat on the synthetic. Love tomorrow's newspaper today with you, Warren. There is no doubt about that. Let's get into race one. Ginger Sun. Well, we could have done with that yesterday. He won. He's out today, and we can also scratch the six as well. The favourite in the first is Powell's Reward. It's into odds on now. $1.85. Telekinesis is at $3.60, and Tantalizer, $5.50. So only a small field in the first, Warren, and we've got an odds on to kick off the day. Is that your selection?
Most likely winner. I'm surprised he's got into that quote, but look, he can roll forward from that draw with the claim for Matty Lloyd, who's ridden him two of the three starts today, knows him well. And in particular, the form through his most recent run through Marine Bell, breaking her maiden and then going on to win again, has given that some credibility to that form line. So I think he's the most likely winner, and he should be close to his peak now, you would think, with his fourth run, or Binnerly in his first racing prep. I'm with three, hit a four Telekinesis, resuming here, and was a little bit off the speed, worked through the line nicely in a jump out on this surface recently for Henry Dwyer. Number one, Bloomin' Crafty, did a few things wrong at Maui, has been back to the jump out subsequently at Geelong. Blinkers come off here, and I'd expect a significantly improved performance on that first up run. And five, Kanichiwa, might be next best. The race does fall away. Tantalizer, 10, gets the blinkers on, might be another one if you're playing multiples worth considering. 3-4-1-5.
3-4-1-5 in the first today at Ballarat on the synthetic. The second race is over the 1,100 metres. It's a maiden. We can take out just the one scratching, number three, Jacob. Living Dangerously is the favourite at 2.30. Artworks, 4.40. Miss Trinity is at $5. And then we're down to Bright Morning Star, a first starter at $5.50. As far as the market moves are concerned, there hasn't been too much action early doors this morning. Warren, who do you like?
Like's a relative word here, Michael. I like this as a time to perhaps have some lunch. I actually thought Jacob, who's been scratched from this race, had been trialling up nicely enough for the the Mick and Luke Cirque stable to be worth considering. So I'll be interested to see where he does appear first up. Look, I've defaulted to Artworks, who should be fitter for one run back from a spell behind Harlem Blues here on the synthetic track. But there's no stars in this race. I'm two ahead of eight, Bright Morning Star. I thought the most recent jump out was good to debut for the George Osmond stable. Five Lord Minty, now with Francis Finnegan. And the jump out at Cranbourne recently was much better than the race day form suggests, and against horses are a little bit better than maiden grade. So I think that there could be a sort of improved performance first run for the new stable there, and nine Living Dangerously. I thought it was disappointing first up. We'll be fitter with that run under the belt, but coming back slightly in distance to me is a little bit of a negative, but it's not a race I'm keen to play in. 2859.
2859, but tread warily if you're betting in race number two. In race three, we can take out 11, a maiden over 1,400 metres. Mondulo for Clint McDonald's a favourite here at $2.60. Vooney is at 4.20. Time Warrior, we heard from Richard Lammings, at $5, and we're down to Gold Current at $6. The favourite here from the Clinton McDonald stable has been this morning, 250 out to 260. Again, no real early moves here. Who do you like?
It's going to be someone's birthday here, Michael, because as Richard Lemming outlined, this is not a strong race. And I just thought with three runs under the belt, hard and fit from an inside draw, getting back onto firmer ground here, number four, Modulo with Callow on, was going to be as hard to beat as anything. And as I said, there's been glimpses of ability of a few of these, and I'm going to go with four out of seven. Vooney, who's first up for the Luke Oliver stable, quiet time in a jump out recently, but looked to have a bit to offer and a suitable kickoff point, 1,400 metres. Two Gold Currents, got that race fitness where a number of these horses are early in their campaigns. No excuses last start at Cranbourne, but certainly hard and fit maps for a nice run. And Time Warrior is the other one in an even race that was given a solid hit out in a jump out recently, as Richard Lemming outlined, and looks to me to be as ready to go as perhaps his limited ability can take him first up. 4.7.2.6.
4.7.2.6 in the third race, four and under maiden over 1,400 metres. In this race, we take out the 10. Zoo Maze is the favourite here at $2.70. Drain the Swamp at $3.90, out from 3.50. Wilson One's at 4.60, and there has been some support, 5.15 to 4.60. Data Favour is at $7. I don't think we've got any superstars in this race as well, Warren, but are you more confident?
I like the Maze here. I like what she's done since joining the Goodwin stable. Blinkers go on today. Her first run for the camp behind Blooming Alice was solid at 1,200 metres, and she was an eye-catcher late there and again ran well behind Big Achiever at 1,400 metres. So she's had the run the distance range for the new stable. They put the blinkers on today, and I think today might be the day for Zoo Maze. 11 ahead of 3. Drain the Swamp, who I'm sure will have a tactical advantage when the pressure goes on from an inside draw, probably rides the speed. Craig Newitt been riding. I don't think any shock that they've opted for Jason Maskeel, another strong rider here with Craig not riding. Blinkers off and a visor on, just a subtle change to the headgear. 9, Data Favour. I thought a recent jump out at Burrumbeet was encouraging for a horse kicking off the career at 1,400 metres, and it mightn't have been at Burrumbeet that jump out, but it was a solid enough jump out for a horse kicking off the campaign or career at 1,400, and Wilson One ditto. I think it's a suitable distance range to kick off this campaign and looks to have trialled up nicely. And as Richard outlined, probably a horse with a bit more of a turn of foot than the horse in his previous race in Time Warrior and ridden to use that little bit of strength late. I'm keen on 11, ahead of 3, 9 and 7.
11 from 3, 9 and 7 in the fourth. Race 5 is over the 1,500. Gee, we've got a short one here. We can take out 1, 11 and 15. Miss 10,000, Kiramar Dave Eustace. 3 starts for 3 seconds. The punters are saying today is the day, into $1.40. Living On is at $7. Then we're down to Wanted Miss at $9. Two questions. Does she win? And would you back it at $1.40?
Well, 40's getting tight, and I was thinking about that before. But, you know, at $1.50, they're saying that she'd win 66.66% of the time the races are run. Well, I think she, against this quality of opposition, she probably is going to win 6, 7, 8 out of the 10 runnings of the race. So around about that price is probably right. And particularly with Richard Lemming's horse electing to run AJ's Ace earlier, this race presents well for Miss 10,000, and she should win. And importantly, we've seen out of the most recent run, Over the Sky, be a horse to follow from a number of people from the meeting at Flemington on Saturday, not having a lot of luck in stronger company, and Stretto's also run well. So she's been in the market. She's run well against horses that have then gone on and competed well against better opposition. And today should be the day for Miss 10,000. 8 ahead of 12. Wanted Miss, who's shaping like this trip, should suit. 9, Mockgardie. It was a bit of a sneaky hit and run late, admittedly doing no work, but then working through the line quite well. Last start at big odds, up in distance and fitter. And I put number 7, Living On, in, who's at least hard and fit and can probably roll across from that wider draw in his next best. But I think they're all just Quinella trifecta exacta chances behind Miss 10,000. 8, 12, 9, 7.
8, 12. Sorry, what were the numbers there?
8. 12, 9 and 7.
8, 12, 9 and 7. It's a short price favourite, $1.40. Maybe it can help us build a bit of a bank, because the next race is the Quaddy. That's race 6 at Ballarat. We'll take a break and come back with that next.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at Ballarat on the synthetic today. We're up to race number 6, which is the first leg of the Quaddy, and this is a benchmark 58 over 1,100 metres. Take out 5 and 8. The favourite here is Mad Lenker for Team Thornton, $2.80. It's a Ra at $3.50. The Old Bird, $5. Unbounded, $5.50. In this race, Warren, it's only a field of, how many have we got? 6, 9, is it 10 there, or 9 runners? And of that, there's only one horse really considered no chance. So it's a bit of an open start to the Quaddy.
Yeah, with a couple of scratchings, 8 runners. I'm trimming up this leg of the Quaddy. I just think with 2 runs under the belt this campaign, Medlink is the one to beat from a favourable draw. She can ride the speed and form through Brazen Brando, and Beatrix is probably superior to a lot of her rivals today, particularly at the distance range that she's suited at this short course, just up to 1,100 metres here, a trip that she's won at from the 2 runs at 1,000. So I'm 1 ahead of 4. It's a Ra, who seems to appreciate having her run spaced. I think she might be the best of the closers with a tongue tie going on today. And then number 2, Unbounded. Maybe the race didn't shape up behind her exit or last start. Earmuffs go on today, but does come back in distance, which I don't think is a positive with the run under the belt, but the race does lack a little bit of depth. And 7, the Old Bird, consistent in general, but not a regular winner. Think 1 and 4 are the key runners here. 1, 4, 2, 7.
1, 4, 2, 7 in the first leg of the Quaddy. Race number 7, take out 1, 4, 9, 10, 15 and 17. Matador for Dan Steckhouse, who is can win on a broomstick at the moment, is the favourite for Hayes Dabernick at $3.90, and has been supported. 9 Clouds, $4.60. Swanky Cat, $5. Cruisy Captains at $5.50. And then down to Poor Sam at $7. How many in this leg, Warren?
I'm loading up this leg to some extent, Michael. And that theory about the broomstick, I reckon someone should test that one day when a jockey's having a really good run of form. Just instead of legging him up on a horse, just walk out with a broomstick and see what he can do. I'm putting 5 in this leg of the Quaddy, so I am going reasonably wide, but probably a bit of a D-day for me for Cruisy Captain, who jumped out so well going into this campaign and I think has had excuses. And the form through the last 2 runs behind Terrace House and Our Wind Spirit is certainly a good form reference for this. He handles this ground okay. He's raced well and trained well on this surface. And I thought Cruisy Captain on a day where a few of the markets are pretty much drilled down on with 5 each way here ahead of 7. 9 Clouds, who's on the back up for the second week in a row, but he's racing well. He chased Captain Crackerjack 2 weeks ago, then he was able to win last week. So he's obviously nice and fit, because he's been going around effectively every week here. But he seems to relish this surface, and he's racing well, makes his own luck. 12, Poor Sam. I just thought maybe from that nice draw might watch the good speed unfold and be able to improve. And 6, Matador, who's trialled up okay to resume here. I've got in the mix. We've just had a little bit of a set against the early favourite, Swanky Cat, on the synthetic track away from his preferred rain-affected ground. 5 each way ahead of 7, 12 and 6.
5 each way ahead of 7, 12 and 6, and that's a little challenge for you then, Warren. The next horse you own, I want you to name a broomstick, and we'll be able to test that theory. Let's get to the next leg of the Quaddy, which is race number 8, a benchmark 58 over 1,400. Take out 7, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. Mistress Molly, another one for Stackhouse, is the favourite here at $3.50. Headley's Ladies at $4.20. Camo is at $5. Then we're down to Battlemaster at $5.50. This is another open affair according to the market.
Yeah, and I agree, but I think they've honed in on the major chances. Headley's Lady is hard and fit. Paddy Payne, Billy Egan combinations, obviously one of the state's most lethal. And I think, although there's some pressure in here, probably not as much pressure as last start, I think the firmer grounds are positive for Headley's Lady. 9 ahead of 1, Battle Master, who might need some luck from the draw, but she's well graded here in benchmark 58s. He'd been very close to winning in stronger company. He's burdened with the 62 kilos, and as I said, the wider draw made a bit easier by scratchings, but he's still going to cover a little bit of ground, maybe get 3 wide with cover. 4, My Divas, another one dropping in grade here and maps for a good run with a claim. I think it's a smart piece of placement by George Osmond. And 3, Mistress Molly, was good winning last start. Strong rider aboard on that occasion in Craig Newitt. Won't lose anything with Dan Stackhouse going aboard, who rode her the previous start. 9-1-4-3.
9-1-4-3. Last leg of the quaddie today at Ballarat. I wonder if we can trim this up at all. Slick Back is the favourite, equal favourite with American Flyer at $4. We can take out 2, 4, 12, 13, 14 and 15. Tinzel is on the third line of betting at $5. Then we go down to Betty of Grable at $6.50. Tinzel, Henry Dwyer was on with the Brecky boys this morning. This is what he had to say.
She's obviously going to Finley with that sort of surface. She's another one trained up at Ballarat, so her home track. Wide barrier, she'll have to go back a long way, but she did the same thing last time and rounded them up. I know she's going from a maiden to a 58, and it was pretty weak maiden last time, but she got the job done well, and she's always shown she's going to sort of improve as the distance gets longer. I prefer it was probably, you know, 1700 or 1800 rather than 1500 or 1600 a day. So yeah. Anyway, she'll go there. She'll be very hard to beat.
Well, he sounds pretty confident in the last leg. Is it in your quaddie?
Absolutely, but I've got her in the mix. I would prefer her out that little bit more in trip, and she'll balance up, but she'll be strong late. I can't trim up this leg of the quaddie, but I'm going with number 5, Luca Brazzi, who's been racing well enough in slightly stronger company than this. He's going to need perhaps a touch of luck, but I could have him rolling forward from that draw. And with a claim for Matty Cartwright in this grade, I think he's probably the best graded horse in the race, number 3, Luca Brazzi. 1, Slick Back was good winning last start, 58 grade. Doug Arnold's first winner as a trainer in his own right and can be competitive here again, as can 9, Tinzel, the 2 last start winners coming to this race fit and in form, and 5, American Flyer, who really appreciated a solid tempo last start but was very strong to the line, probably gets back in the field also making a run with Tinzel. I'm also including Haljami in this leg of the quaddie, who I think I can improve back on firmer ground. 3195.
3195. Where do we go for the best play and quaddie today, Warren?
Best for me, race 4, number 11, Zoomaze. A bit of value about race 7, number 5, Cruzy Captain. First leg of the quaddie, just numbers 1 and 4. Second leg, 5, 6, 7, 12 and 13. Third leg, 1, 3, 4 and 9. The last leg coming home with 1, 3, 5, 7 and 9. Going to take a skinny running double as my player today, or an all up the win if you want to lock into some odds. Race 4, number 11, Zoomaze, into race 5, number 8, Miss 10,000.
All right, Warren, confidence levels, the confident meter of 10?
We're sitting at about 8.74, I think.
I like it. The specific is what we like here on RSN 927. Good punting today, Warren.
Thanks, Michael.